The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
You just had people over for Thanksgiving. They're coming back at Christmas time, but guess what? They were judging you. They looked at your floor, and when they got in, they piled into their Yukon or whatever they drove in, and they started driving home. They're like, did you notice so-and-so's floor? And so-and-so's you in this case. They look raggedy. I hope he gets that cleaned by Christmas time. And that's probably your in-laws saying that. And you know you want to stick it to your in-laws and prove them that you're not a bummy piece of garbage and you can keep a clean floor. Dirt-free carpet, they can do it for you. Call right now, 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. They do it with no chemicals, with no soaps that attract dirt and can be bad for you or your kids or your pets. They've been doing it for 30 years with the best technology in the game. Clean upholstery floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281 Dirt Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
See, Darren Revelle is leaving ESPN for the Action Network. I think it says a lot about the industry.
And I remember when people used to call our show, you guys know what you're talking about is illegal, right? So is your office pool for March Madness. I would bet more sports fans bet on sports, whether it be betting point spreads or putting $100 into a fantasy football league.
I hate to break it to you, that's gambling.
Chris Paul will not play tonight.
And I saw that despite the Rockets' crappy record, they're 8-4 when they both play.
So they've played 12 games together this year. Look at that. What's the interest level in the Rockets this year?
I'm curious, too. Maybe you guys could hit us up on Twitter and on the text line because...
Like, do you guys want us talking more Rockets than we are? You know how many teams have a worse record in the Western Conference than the Rockets?
I think it's right two,
now?
Right?
Two.
Yeah.
Not a lot of teams worse off than your Houston Rockets these days.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jung, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. To What Are the Odds Wednesday? And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also missed us going through some ratings and how we're still number one in the entire city. Thank you guys for that. And just some general nonsense. We've been pretty sportsy, though, today for a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like it. And we should maybe we should mix it up.
We can do that.
We had a guy faking his death on a soccer team. I did want to mention one thing that... Hey, state legislators, stop trying to do stuff like introduce meaningless bills that can't be enforced to have Texas and A&M play each other again.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's over. Move on. I have to admit, you know, from an Aggie perspective, I think that Aggie LSU rivalry is getting to be kind of fun Thanksgiving week.
Now that it's actually a rivalry,
yeah. Now that the Aggies have done their part by winning a game,
yeah, they had to win one.
I will say this: why the hell is Texas playing Kansas that week? Can you not at least make it Tech or TCU?
I don't know.
Try to do something with it.
Well, didn't Tech play TCU on that weekend every week?
Yeah. I thought Texas played TCU one year and may have played Tech another. I don't know, but it just seems like you're giving up. I mean, I guess you want that automatic win at the end of the season if you're playing Kansas.
Yeah.
But who knows? I've got a little TV for you. I'll maybe play a little game with this.
Okay.
I want you to, I have the highest paid TV hosts, and I know you want to be a game show host.
I was watching some Prices Right this morning.
Were you? I want to see if you can guess the top five TV hosts, and that, you know, and guys that host their own show, but not fiction or sitcom.
Okay, so like someone who hosts a show.
Right.
Like, okay, does that count? Because I know if Judge Judy counts, she's number one.
Judge Judy is number one. $147 million
so
last
crazy.
Year. Yeah.
Yeah, my thought is to say Jimmy Fallon, but I don't. I'll guess Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is incorrect.
Okay. Oprah doesn't do a show anymore.
What about Ellen?
Ellen's up there, yeah.
Ellen is number two at 87.5. I like to call her Elon.
What about Dr. Phil?
Phil's number three. Phil is there. Yeah, he's at 77.5.
Steve Harvey?
Number five. Well done.
Mostly because he does like so many shows.
He does Family Feud, Steve, Miss Universe, and Little Big Shots. 61-year-olds, 44 million.
And I think Ellen does like games and clothing and all that other stuff too. Like, she has a bunch of games out there, so.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff.
She's got a bunch of millions, 87 and a half.
Yeah.
So you're missing one guy in the top five.
Now I'm trying to think of guys who do a lot of different shows.
This guy, yeah, he does more than one, but not a whole bunch. This ought to be right up your alley to nail this.
This is very difficult. I've already got strike one, which I found. Yeah. Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest is correct. Number four.
He does like 100 shows, doesn't he?
Does Live with Kelly and Ryan. He does American Idol. He makes $74 million last year.
I wonder where Michael Strahan falls on that list. He's got to be up there, too.
Yeah, this only gave me the top five. But yeah, if you're fifth on the list, you made $44 million last year. That's just sick.
Yeah, not a bad life.
Yeah. So there you go.
John, you made close to that last year.
Yeah.
Well, like when you count your Korean pop stuff, like you were up there.
You know, give or take a couple zeros.
Yeah, well, a big deal. It's all a matter of where you put the zeros.
I would do the highest paid TV actors, but like they're all Big Bang Theory.
Like
the
really?
Top,
yeah.
The top four are all Big Bang Theory.
Must be nice.
Jim Parsons, Johnny Galecki, Simon Helberg, and Kunal Nayar.
It's so funny. I haven't heard of any of those people. Johnny Galecki sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was in Suicide Kings.
Okay.
Played Ira. Jim Parsons is from Houston.
Yeah, went to U of H.
Yep.
Huge Houston Rockets fan, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if you can guess the first one that's not Big Bang Theory. And these guys, like, they don't make like Judge Judy money. I mean, they all made like $26 million each.
It would have to be network TV, right?
It has to be network TV.
I was going
to
guess, what's the really hot Latin chick that's on the, she talks really funny like this, but she's got really big jugs and a big old booty.
What show is she?
Oh, Sofia Vergara.
Sofia Vergara, yeah.
No, she's not on the list.
What?
There's I guess.
Is her show over?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That show with Al Bundy on it?
No, I don't think so.
Right, so
Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
There are four Modern Families on here.
Oh. And Sofia Vergara is not one of them?
No. Ed O'Neill, Eric Stonestreet, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Ty Burrell.
Man, did she go off that show?
I don't think so.
It just goes to show that men all make more than women.
Jay!
That's ridiculous. That was
so there's only two people on the list that aren't on Big Bang Theory or Modern Family.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it another comedy?
No. The other two are not comedies.
Man, I don't watch network TV anymore.
I don't need. Oh, I bet I know. Oh, that wouldn't be network.
What's that?
I was going to guess the guy from that plays Rick Grimes on Walking Dead.
Is that
Andrew Lincoln?
Yeah. Andrew Lincoln, yeah.
Number 10 on the list. He made $11
million. Okay, so it's so not
that
all.
Was that, but the other one is network. Everything else is network, obviously.
Yeah, I
think long-running show. How's that?
That's Law and Order?
No, but same kind of.
CSI?
NCIS, Mark Harmon.
Oh, I don't know anybody on that show. I don't know their names. I've never even watched that show.
Former UCLA quarterback.
Yeah, I don't watch that show. I don't like that.
I don't either, but he was in some movies before he started making a bunch of money in TV, including, what was it, Summer School? Really awful movie that I probably watched 100 times because there was a chick in it that was amazingly hot that I had a thing for when I was younger. So there's that. All right.
Those 713. Were the days.
It's funny because when John put the Rockets thing in the rewind, I'm getting a bunch more. No Rockets. I'm not interested.
Can't believe it. How the mighty have fallen.
What are the odds the Longhorns move into the fourth? 0% chance.
Zero.
There's no way.
But they're number two.
They should be number two, yeah, but they're not.
And it's about the fourth person to ask me that, and there is no scenario.
No.
That gets Texas in there.
There's no scenario where a three-loss Texas beats out a two-loss Michigan or a two-loss Ohio State or two-loss. Yeah, there's just too many teams. They shouldn't have lost either. If they hadn't lost the Oklahoma State or Maryland game,
that's pretty crazy to
think about. Both of those games that, when you think about it, there's no way they should have lost either one of those games.
Yeah,
when you think about what those teams ended up being.
Those are not good losses. At least West Virginia, okay. That was a legitimate contender.
That's not a bad loss.
You could overcome that, but no.
I mean, you can also argue, that loss was a 1 point. It was a 2-point conversion decided that game. But those other two, man, if you don't lose those, you're probably playing today for a playoff spot. And I'm playing on Saturday, which is it's crazy to think about. But
yeah.
You lost two games you shouldn't have lost. All right, guys. 6-year anniversary sale going on at Texas Star Grill Shop. You're going to make great memories with your family over Christmas time. I know I was smoking a turkey at Thanksgiving. Everybody loved it. Came off my Pits and Spits grill, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market. It's got awesome performance, a great controller, and the construction top-notch. There used to be a waiting list. Now they've got some in stock, so you can go get one now if that's what you're looking for. Or how about the Traeger Pro 20 wood pellet grills? They'll throw in a cover and two bags of pellets for free. Get yours before they're sold out. Those are going really quick. And then the Saber Infrared Gas Grills, if you're into gas, they just purchased a truckload, so they're ready to wheel and deal. Get your man, if you're a lady out there, get your man a grill for Christmas. That's what he wants. That's what every man wants. They want a grill. Save big during the Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale going on now. Free delivery and assembly located 59 in Shepherd in Houston, 8905 Louetta Road in Spring, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. Darian Spitas says Courtney Thorne-Smith, and yes, she was hot in that movie, but the French chick was smoking too. It wasn't Courtney Thorne-Smith I was thinking of. The movie also had, what's her face? Kirstie Alley before she got
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. before she became a really big star.
Yeah, I thought she was more hot when she played a Vulcan.
Kirstie Alley?
Yeah. And then, you know. But
She was such a big upgrade on Cheers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sam's love interest got way better, I thought. But
Fabiano Udinio was who I was thinking of that played the foreign chick that was just smoking hot. And come to find out, she was also in Austin Powers. She had a role in Austin Powers as a lot of F-A-G-I-N-A. And then she was also Gabriella in the Army Now with Pauly Shore. The rest of her career, not so good.
Like that was the highlight.
Those were the highlights, yeah. Yes. Yeah, she had some a bunch of TV roles, including one on Cheers. But apparently she's in the critically acclaimed series Jane the Virgin. So, but yeah, she was the hot one I was thinking of. Yeah, and you don't have to go out of your way to watch that movie. I would just humbly suggest.
I won't.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Eagles fan, is the Eagles problem that they lost the running backs? I think the Eagles have a bunch of problems.
Frank Reich was a problem.
I think losing Frank Reich, I think the fact that their secondary wasn't very good to begin with, and then everybody back there got hurt. And a little Super Bowl hangover, too.
Yep.
So, and you know, Adrian says the girl from Saw and Saw 2 was also on Summer School. She was the pregnant chick and was also who's Harry Crumb. Yeah, I can't remember. It's like her name's Shawnee something or other. God, I have such useless information in my brain. Why would I even know that? All right. Should we get back to sports here?
I guess.
And I'll ask you this. Have you ever flown Lion Air?
No.
Me either. Well, it's probably something that Jong might do because he goes over to that part of the world. But apparently one of them crashed. And they found out it was not airworthy. Preliminary report from Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee said, based on flight recorder data, found that pilots struggled to control the plane as its automatic anti-stall system repeatedly pulled the plane's nose down, and so it crashed. It was a brand-new Boeing 737. Apparently experienced similar problems on a flight the night before, but pilots on that flight turned off the automatic safety feature. So they were having problems, and rather than...
Isn't that kind of like turning off your power steering in your car?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know what? The power steering light's on. Let's turn it off. Let's turn off the steering. Apparently, the airline's maintenance practices and pilot training, as well as the problems with the system, didn't pinpoint an actual cause, but apparently that seems like that's what it is. You know, I don't... I know it's one thing to ignore, like, the check engine light on your car.
Yeah.
But if you're flying
airplanes, it's like a strict deal. Like they've got to go through.
Well, that's maybe not at Lion Air in Indonesia.
Yeah, I don't like that. Like if I'm like, where's that airline from? I don't want to fly on it.
Kind of with you on that.
And honestly, the name of your airline that does a lot for me. Like if you're from some country that I don't have faith in. Nope, I'm not flying that.
Like, so.
If you're like, I'm from, you know,
Syrian Airlines.
Syrian Air. No, I'm out. I'm from Uzbekistan Air. No.
Malaysian?
Malaysian, yeah. Air. No. Like, I'll maybe trust, like, England, France. Man, is there anybody else?
Lufthansa's in Germany's trustworthy. I fly Air Canada and WestJet all the time. Those are good airlines.
Yeah.
I don't want airlines that buy other people's planes, though.
Like their old planes?
Yes, yes.
If it's got, you can see it's painted over Delta, you're like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah.
Even worse, painted over Spirit.
Yeah, if you buy a Spirit plane, I'm probably out on you. But, Qantas has to be pretty good because don't you remember from Rain Man, Qantas never crashed.
Yeah.
So you can fly Qantas.
God, did you watch this video of this guy?
Oh, that Emirates Air. That I would fly that in a heartbeat. Have you seen
that? That looks nice, yeah.
That does look nice. Sorry.
Have you seen the video of this guy who went hang gliding? And apparently they messed up somehow, and He didn't attach him to the actual hang glider, so he had to like hold on with his hands for like two minutes 14 seconds.
Wow,
man! Oh, he was 4,000 feet in the air. I mean, that dude, he would have died for sure. Somehow he held on. That's the
pretty sure. If I had to, if I knew I was going to fall 4,000 feet and die, I don't.
You know
think
what
I'm
I don't like about hang gliders?
You die.
You can't just like say, oh. Something's gone awry. Well, let's just land it right now. Apparently, you have to fly around for 2 minutes before you can land that thing.
Well, it depends on where you drop. You know, obviously, your plan is to glide, right?
There should be like an emergency glide.
Yeah, I would have a, I'd have a parachute.
That's so crazy, so crazy.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I'll go you one better. I'll never go hang gliding.
Hey, good call.
There's no chance you will see me hang gliding at any point.
Meanwhile, this other guy, he's all strapped in. He's good to go. So this guy's hanging onto the bar with one hand and the other guy's pants leg with the other.
Jeez. Is that...
That happened in Switzerland.
Ah.
Guess where I'm never going now? Switzerland. I can't trust you people there.
Well, it's not that it's not the Swiss people's fault. It's the fault of this knucklehead hang glider. I hear Switzerland's nice. I actually want to get over. I've never been to Europe. I want to get to Europe at some point. Switzerland's on my list. I want to do the whole Switzerland, Finland, you know, Norwegian Air. I want to fly Norwegian Air and go check it out. Hey, the other Gilbert says, I used to work offshore and got flown out in an old-ass chopper with a Garmin on the dash in Egypt. Did you have to fly choppers out to the oil rig when you were doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Was that fun?
No. I mean, so all the fun of flying in helicopters is lost on me because between flying out to the oil rig and part of my job when I was in the Army was we would rappel out of helicopters. So we flew in helicopters all the time. And it's not that fun when you got to do it all the time. Like it's when it's like a rare treat, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big helicopter guy. They scare me.
All right, hey, I have something to give away. It's a really good thing, and I want you to call it at 6:30, not before. Fifth caller at 6:30, you're going to win an invitation for you and a guest to the WWE Raw Luncheon on Monday, December 3rd. And you'll also see WWE Raw return to Toyota Center later Monday night. You'll see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and more tickets to WWE Raw are still available. They start at just $20. Get yours at toyotacenter.com. 6:30, we'll take the fifth caller. Don't start calling before then. I know you will, but don't. You're not going to win.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram one more time. They are your savings headquarters. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Monday through Friday, every Sunday, they are out there making deals for you. During the Black Friday sales event still going on, you leased a new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, and you can get that for $325 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop as well. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open, twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. They'll treat your vehicle right. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East, Gulf Freeway. Always online at gulfgatedodge.com. You can lease a 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo. 48 monthly payments of $325, 10,000 miles per year. Must be financed through Ally. All prices plus TT&L. Must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Offers in 11/30/18. All right, guys, got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson, Houston's number one Harley-Davidson dealer. Get on down there today, see why they are the top dog in town. 200-plus bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state. It's the clear choice. The staff is friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. Now open Mondays to better serve you. Guys, they treat your bike the right way. That's what you're looking for. You want somebody who's going to treat your bike right. They're going to do it for you. Like I said, come in and see for yourself why. November was a great month for them. December is going to be great. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I've got a Harley rider in my life. Where can I get some great gear? Republic Harley Davidson, of course. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson. We'll be right back.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. What are the odds? Wednesday, so we wind it down here. Did you see JaVale McGee signed a baby before the Lakers game?
No.
Total Ricky Bobby.
Is that the move?
Yeah. Sign a baby. I think I've signed a breast before. It's probably the
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whose? Male or female breast?
Female breast.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I think we were...
It's baller status,
someplace,
man.
Over on Westheimer. Yeah.
When we were doing the show together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no one's ever asked me to do that.
Well, I mean, not the actual, it was just the inside of the breast. I mean, you didn't get to see the whole thing.
The inside of the breast?
Yeah, like the part in the middle.
Like the cleavage, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cleavage. It's still a breast.
So not like you didn't like cut her open and sign her implant.
No. Did not. Did not pop that thing out. Did not nip it. There was no nip. So I have one.
I thought you would have used the nip for the O in Fowler.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. For future reference, if I ever get the opportunity to sign another breast.
Didn't you sign Brian the Stalker's breast?
No, I did not sign Brian the Stalker's breast. Stop.
Maybe I misremembered.
Yeah,
I thought I was at Sam Houston Race Park.
Yeah,
no,
that's what
he wrote my name on his stomach when he was participating.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Something.
That's right. Hot. Some kind of race, right?
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, Fred says, caller five wins. Intern answers and says, I'm caller five and hangs up. Did the intern screw up out there? Or did he hear wrong?
Maybe he heard wrong. I don't know.
I don't know. I have no control over that. All I can do is say call at 6:30 and be caller five. It might have been at Sherlock's. ATX Hobo Girl was there.
Was she the one?
No. But she was there. That was pretty.
I remember lit up at Sherlock's.
That was really lit up. That was actually the night that I stopped driving after having anything to drink.
That was
because I had no business being behind the wheel. I should have been dead.
Yeah.
So after that, I've never done that again.
Good for you.
So I learned my lesson that
you learned
day.
It.
Yeah.
You're all grown up now, Freddie.
No, I'm still an idiot. But I had another airline story for you that I think you probably experienced. We're talking about British Airways. You might trust British Airways.
Yeah, maybe.
A man is suing them for being seated next to an obese passenger, and he claims he was injured because of it.
Ooh, I should have let myself be injured.
Yeah, that's what I should have done on that American flight when the chick was spilling into my seat and it was really gross. And she was covering it with a blanket, so I thought it was her blanket, and it wasn't. It was her body.
You like wrapped up in it?
No, I mean, I basically leaned into the damn, and I'm not small, and I was a lot heavier then. I'm like leaning into the damn aisle the whole time. But apparently, the airline confirmed the situation, said, we welcome all passengers aboard our aircraft, and our crew are trained to ensure passengers have a comfortable journey. We are pleased that our crew provided additional pillows and blankets to help him have a more restful trip. Okay, but he said he was sitting next to the extremely large passenger during a 12-hour flight from Bangkok to London. He said, I sat with his knees wedged against the seat in front of the rest of his body was overspilling into my seat by some inches. I think we can all identify with that. I think that's happened to all of us. He said, I was immediately aware that this was going to be problematic for me. And I could feel the weight of his pure bulk putting lateral pressure on my upper body. He said, apparently I had to stop working for 3 months and visit a chiropractor for
pure
2 years following the incident.
Bulk.
Yeah, I think that sounds a little extreme. Had to stop working for 3 months because you had a big person next to you.
Right.
I don't know how.
I mean, I worked next to you when you were fat all the time.
Yeah, well, I
just toughed it out.
I wasn't spilling over into your seat.
No, that's true. Thank goodness.
Yeah. There's a shortage of NFL quarterbacks, certainly. I don't know if you saw that AAF league with their quarterback drafts, some of the names. Would you you like to hear the quarterbacks that will be?
Let's hear them.
The top guy?
Yeah, sure, why not?
the San Diego Fleet, Josh Johnson.
Oh, he's still a thing, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The Atlanta Legends, Aaron Murray.
Okay. Old Georgia Bulldog.
The Memphis Express, Troy Cook.
Who's Troy Cook?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Troy Cook's fine work.
The San Antonio Commanders have protected Dustin Vaughn.
I don't think I know Dustin Vaughn either.
Hey, I don't think you're going to know the next guy either. The Birmingham Iron protect Luis Perez.
Luis? Perez. Yeah, I don't know where these guys came from. I don't know any of these guys.
All right, you'll recognize the Arizona Hotshots guy, Trevor Knight.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to recognize the Orlando?
Yeah, you're protecting that guy?
You're going to recognize the Orlando Apollos guy, Garrett Gilbert.
I remember him. Wow.
I mean, he's a Super Bowl winner.
That's right. He was Mac Brown's biggest recruit.
I think he's going to be just great with the Orlando Apollos. And the Salt Lake Stallions, Josh Woodrum.
That's a made-up person.
I saw that, and all I could think was, Red Rom.
I think Josh Woodrum, I might be wrong. It's been a while. I think he went to Liberty.
He sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of quarterbacks.
That's a lot of guys I've never heard of, yeah, though. Like Josh Woodrum, maybe I've heard of.
Maybe.
That Luis guy, I definitely haven't heard of him.
He played college football at Liberty and signed by the New York Giants as an undrafted free agent. So,
what about the Luis guy? Where'd he play college?
I'm looking him up.
I watch a lot of college football, so for me to not even recognize a name at all, that's got to be some...
He played at Texas A&M Commerce.
Okay, yeah, that explains it. Yeah. I've never handicapped a Texas A&M Commerce game.
Who was the other one that we never heard of?
Damn, I forgot. It was
Troy Cook? Is that who it was?
Troy Cook.
Yeah. That sounds familiar, too, but he sounds more like a former baseball player. This is an Australian rules football guy. It's not the same guy. I have to look up American football.
I can tell you now, it's not Division 1A. Division 1. It can't be Division 1A like it's basketball.
Yeah, he is. Let's see. They did this draft. Okay, I don't want to make too much fun of this league, but if you're in Vegas, you figure pretty nice hotel, right?
Yeah.
You know where they held the draft? The Luxor.
Really?
Well, they had it that new esports arena though, which is supposed to be pretty nice.
Oh yeah, I've heard that. That's a big deal.
Yeah. The pro-style quarterback played 20 games over 2 years at UT Martin.
The Skyhawks?
He amassed...
By the way, I only know they're the Skyhawks because of basketball.
Yeah,
I've never seen a UT Martin football game. I didn't even know they had a football team.
He passed for 3,434 yards and 32 touchdowns in 20 games. So, yeah, that's him. And then there was one more that I'd never heard of either. But I thought I would share that to you so you could get excited about... The AAF, Dustin Vaughn. Why? That's not to be confused with Ricky Vaughn, right? Wild
is
thing.
It Dustin Vaughn? That's Dustin Johnson. I was gonna say the golfer.
Yeah, all I could think of is Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be your next stars of the AAF. He was a Baltimore Raven at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played for your lowly Buffalo Bills on the practice squad.
And he his college was West Texas A&M.
Wow. We hardly knew him.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be a big star now in the AAF.
Maybe so. Guys, I'm trying to save you guys some money. I really want you to save money. Here's how I'm going to do it for you. If you own your home, grab your smartphone right now. Our friends over at TGS Insurance, they're about to deliver big savings on your home policy. All without ever talking to an agent. Nobody wants to talk to somebody on the phone. That's old school. Used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance has built the new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. You're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back. Full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. Their online rating, nearly perfect. Average customer from 2018, saving over $825 on home insurance. You don't even need to wait till your renewal. TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text MONEY to 232323 and get your home insurance quote. Save big today.
Hey guys, does Go Insurance have your attention yet? Go Insurance is a new car insurance app, and they're here in Texas. Maybe you've seen their crazy cat billboards, or maybe you've seen the one with the elephant being shot out of the cannon. Let me tell you about these guys. This new app is extremely cool. It's the very first on-demand car insurance app, and it's exclusively on the iPhone. So if you got an iPhone, this app is for you. It's incredibly fast. You just download it, scan your license, you'll get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything is managed through the app. There's no more paperwork or waiting on hold. So long to all those hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, and file a claim all in the app. And Go can cut out a lot of fees that you see other places and give you money back as well. Finally, it's car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon that, frankly, no one understands. Go makes your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for over 1,500 days. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. Go has got your attention.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And hey, guys, I have to tell you about our new venture here at Gal Media, giftingmap.com. And guys, if you want to get on and get gifts, they've got it broken down for you. Gifts for her. There's gifts for him. It's all at giftingmap.com. And there's a lot of cool stuff on there. Make it convenient for yourself. Yeah, I know everybody's going to start getting ready to buy gifts for people. Well, get it done now. Go to giftingmap.com.
John was he mentioned that he heard some positive things about Aquaman. I just saw a story on Maxim. Aquaman reviews are in, and critics call it the best DC movie since The Dark Knight.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Wow.
But think about it though. What's Dark Knight Rises came out.
Dark Knight Rises was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's not better than Dark Knight Rises.
And,
can't be. What if it is?
It won't be. I'm sorry. Dark Knight or all of those are just light years ahead of anything.
Then you had Man of Steel, which was okay.
Good.
It was okay.
Good.
Then you had I think you had Batman versus Superman,
which I liked.
I did too.
It was worse than Batman. It was worse than Man of Steel.
I don't think so. And then there was Wonder Woman, which everyone loved.
Oh yeah, that one. That's the one after the Nolan trilogy stuff that has been, you know.
But he's saying since The Dark Knight, which means he's saying it's better than Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He is.
He's clueless. I'm serious.
What if it is, Fred?
I hope it's good. And I probably like the DC movies more than most people. I like Suicide Squad.
Oh, I didn't like that one.
I liked it.
I don't like that.
I liked Justice League a lot. I know a lot of people didn't. They didn't think it was very good. I wasn't as high on Wonder Woman, but I'm interested to see Aquaman. And I'm interested in Flash now, which I wouldn't have been if not for Justice
League. Yeah, that one still doesn't have a year on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Aquaman, you have Shazam, which I think Shazam is going to be pretty good. And then you have Wonder Woman in 2020, which DC is actually getting their bleep together.
Well, but let's not put any of the Dark Knight movies on any of these. Cause that's not only was it totally different, but I haven't seen anything close to that since. And I'm sure this isn't going to be anywhere near Dark Knight Rises.
We better do deaths.
Yeah, let's do deaths. Not DC. 2011, Patrice O'Neill, American stand-up comedian, dead at 41. Not a good run. 1939, James Naismith, whom my wife keeps telling me is Canadian, invented basketball and the football helmet, dead at the age of 78. 2018, Steven Hillenburg, creator of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, no. He died?
Dead at 57.
Yeah, he was battling ALS.
Damn.
1978, Harvey Milk, first openly gay person to be elected to public office.
I've seen the movie.
1900, Oscar Wilde. Dead in Paris at 46.
Olivia Wilde's dad, right?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No. Washington Irving, American author.
They named a state after him.
Dead at 76. I've never been to Irving.
Washington.
Oh, I get confused sometimes. 2014, Frankie Frazier, English gangster, spent 42 years in jail. Dies of complications related to surgery at 90.
Damn.
So there's a gangster who died at 90.
That's a good run for a gangster.
Yeah, but he spent 42 of it in jail, so.
That's true. You want to die earlier.
Like 1934, Babyface Nelson, shot by the FBI at age 26.
Got him.
Yep. Okay. We have a dead Uga from Georgia. We have the world's oldest polar bear dead. We have an Equato-Guinean albino gorilla dead in 2003. My goodness, these are awful. I hope the best deaths get better.
They gotta be.
All right. 2016, Fidel Castro, dead at 90.
That's a good one.
Yeah, although he's probably dead 10 years before that. They just didn't tell us.
That's true.
2013, Paul Walker, dead in a car accident at 40, ironically enough.
I was never big into Paul Walker. Everybody liked him.
Well, the only thing he did was the Fast and Furious, and you don't like that, so.
That's 5
like that.
Years ago.
Yeah. 2007, Sean Taylor was shot by an armed intruder at the age of 24, former Redskin. 2007, Evel Knievel, dead of pulmonary disease at 69. Evel Knievel, when I was growing up.
He was a big star, huh?
He was a huge star. And I had all these Evel Knievel toys that are probably worth a fortune now. And you would wind up the motorcycle, and then it would go and jump over a bunch of stuff and usually run into a dog or something. But, yeah, and I remember the whole Snake River Canyon thing. Okay, 2001, George Harrison.
Oh, that one gets me.
Yeah, you know, he was a better songwriter than I remembered.
Oh, so good, man. And I don't normally get teared up about, like, celebrities dying, but I remember that one really made me, bummed me out.
Well, the two that got me the most have been Tom Petty and Chris Cornell, for some reason. 1994, Jeffrey Dahmer, dead at 34.
There's a Jeffrey Dahmer movie coming out.
Yeah?
And it's got...
is it called Cannibal?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I forget what the guy's name is that's playing in the movie, but he's like maybe that's not Jeffrey Dahmer. That's a Ted Bundy movie.
Yeah, I know there's a Ted Bundy movie coming.
But I saw a Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, and that was pretty good. He's a weird dude. All right, guys. On the way out, I got to tell you about my computer career. Listen, if you're working in a job that you don't love, get out of it. And there's a guy who was working at a gas station, job he couldn't get out of quick enough. Such a great student that they hired him as a mentor. Because their program's designed for people with zero IT experience, they support their students with one-on-one mentoring. If you don't jump out of bed every day stoked for work, pumped, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today. You could be on your way to a new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Can't beat that, guys. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.